What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Stu Webb here, StuWebb.com, and it is Tuesday, August the 4th, 2026, and I have the honor to have Professor Joe on and Professor Jim Fetcher on with me. And with that said, I'm going to let Joe start it. You bring up some subjects you want to touch on, Joe, because you're only going to be on there a short period of time with us. Go ahead.
Okay. The theme that I'm going to choose is the collapse of everything, and it's not going to be stopped. And that is because the ultimate arbiters of this are so powerful, they're just going to collapse it all. And it will include, for instance, the Ukraine. They went to were at 52 million, now they're down to 25 million. And that means that they have Ukrainians who have split to other countries. And Greater Israel Project wants to make the Ukraine a fallback place if something happens to Jerusalem. So there's going to be more and more and more and more. For instance, another example is because Spain did not allow certain bases to be given to the United States to have their fighters come in and do their bombing. They release all these migrants into the Spain possession. And so now we have a problem with immigration in southern Spain. And that there's going to be more and more, and I think pretty soon there's going to be a false flag situation that's going to happen. I don't know what it's going to be, but it's going to come. So anyway, that's about all I got, so go ahead.
Well, there's a little bit more to this. I want to add a little bit, and Jim, I want to bring you on in this, because I've been studying this as an ex-Marine. I've been studying this war, and I've been listening to Colonel McGregor and some other colonels that are out there putting out a hell of a lot of truth. But I'm watching everything. I think we're ready. We're in World War III, in my opinion, Jim and Joe, and in my opinion, and I believe it started about 1 year ago in July. It's about 3.5 years. Now, not everybody believes in Christ, not everybody believes in tribulation, but I do. But I believe that we are in the middle of this crap, and it's going to hit hard, and the United States needs to prepare for it. Now, back in 1994 and 1995, I created 1.4 million man army across America called GOLD. Guardians of American Liberties. I did 150 speeches in 42 states. I was in Time Magazine because the Southern Poverty Law Center, Robert Kennedy, indicted, which I'm going to be testifying against, labeled me as an anti-Semitic, that made anti-Semitic death threats to Jewish families in Denver. No such thing happened. I was locked up for that over Millman, my in-laws. Case dismissed with prejudice by Richard Mates, the judge. Now, I created this man, army. I'm asking everybody to get prepared, because we are going to be attacked. I guarantee you, America will be attacked. China and Russia both have said they're going to. China, the president of China and the ambassador in China said the other day, and I have the videotape I'll put up with the show. What did he say? Both of them said, oh, if Israel sets off a nuclear bomb any place, we're going to nuke them off the map. They already did in Lebanon. Now, with that said, Joe or Jim, would you like to jump in on this conversation? Where are we at? You're an ex-captain of the Marine Corps, Jim. Where are we at in this situation?
Well, these are a little bit different than you and Joel described. The Moroccan invasion was of two Spanish cities that are actually on the coast of Morocco. So it's not really southern Spain. It's really northern Morocco, these two cities. And it clearly was a punitive action for the reason Joel gave, namely that Spain had refused to allow bases to be used to attack Iran. Now, if it's clear that Israel is using a nuke against Iran. That's really the issue. Then I do believe Iran, Russia and China are going to retaliate against Israel, Pakistan perhaps as well. They've all, I believe, all three have warned Israel not to use nukes against Iran. Iran has massive retaliatory capacities, but not including nukes itself, which of course they've eschewed the whole story. It was a fabrication by Netanyahu to suggest that Iran wanted to have nuclear weapons because the former Ayatollah they took out had issued a fatwa declaration against developing or possessing nukes by Iran. So the greatest guarantee they had that Iran would not develop nukes, the Ayatollah himself, was the first victim of the Israeli attack, which tells you all you need to know about whether there was a real concern for Iran developing nukes. Now, personally, I have long held that if Iran were to acquire nukes, it would bring stability to the Middle East. You'd have mutually assured destruction, and it would issue or usher in an era of peace between the parties there, both nuclear armed. So that's the situation we're in now. If Iran were to acquire nukes, I would like it, but it's probably not going to happen. I got to take a call here, you guys. It's a medical thing.
Okay, take your call.
Go ahead. They hung up. Go ahead. They hung up. I didn't catch them. Go ahead.
Oh, they hung up? Okay, Jim. My ex-father-in-law and Larry Mizell that took over for him, Leonard Millman, Larry Mizell. Mizell's an APEC director. So is Brownstein. They were both board of directors of Silverado Savings and Loan, MDC company, Silverado. Neil Bush, Iran-Contra money laundering, $12 trillion in 9 years. I mean, Arkansas, the Clintons, the Bushes, everybody. Now, they sold the nuclear material to, Millman sold nuclear material to Israel through transported from the Rocky Mountains flats, later built houses up there. Millman City Court cleaned it up. A friend of mine's prosecutor, foreign prosecutor, Greeley, Colorado, had to leave the country, went to another country, because she found out Geffenbaugh, the disposal company, came to her, I think it was, she said. Vice President said, I'm new and I found out they're dumping the plutonium, uranium, leftover from Rocky Flats at Millman owned City Corp Bank that had the cleanup. You ever heard of having a bank clean it up for $2.5 billion? Clean up the land. 700 pounds of uranium or plutonium dump. It's up on my website under breaking news. It's up there posted probably a month ago. Rocky Flats. That uranium was transferred to Apex Aviation, St. Louis, Missouri, by Gunther Rusbacher, who arranged it, who was CIA solicited in the book Defrauding America, like I am. Gunther Rusbacher was the one that turned me on to Ross Perot during his election in 92, who came after him under the M&L business machine scandal. That was their front. Now, that plutonium uranium was sold to Israel, who transferred part of it to Iraq, Iran, North Korea, all received nuclear material from Rocky Flats, which went to Israel, the Bibi Netanyahu gang. I thought I'd throw that up there. Any opinions? I believe
assertions about facts, too. I mean, there's not room for opinion. You either got it right or you got it wrong.
I got 100% right.
Right.
I got 100% right, and I add something, too. The prosecutor tried to prosecute him over it and left the country, living in another country. People in Broomfield, there's a right behind Denver, Colorado. There's a river that comes down there. One goes to North Platte, the other goes the South Platte, or what they call it. The North Platte cuts across the catty corners across the northern part of Colorado and hits south I-70 and goes all the way to the Missouri River and feeds the farmers water on the south side of I-80 that my uncle built. Now, at North Platte, I've sat back there behind Denver with friends and watched the water flow, and it goes north. It contaminated Broomfield. It contaminated all those places because they dumped their uranium in the city court. Violation of U.S. federal laws. Milman dumped the so-called soil off the top of that whole Rocky Flats out there. They dumped it in that river, right on the river, on the trash dump. Instead of taking it to Nevada, people were coming down with nosebleeds. Kids and people all over the place. There still are that are drinking water out of that plant because it's contaminated. Iran has nuclear weapons. They have the material. They bought it from Israel. I have a whole story up there, and we're going to have some congressional investigation soon on this. It's going to reveal a lot of stuff. Go ahead, Jim.
Look forward to it, Sue. Look forward to it.
Yeah. You're going to be at the congressional investigation when I make it happen. It's going to happen, I guarantee you. But go ahead. What do you got to report on today? What's the world situation?
Well, Iran has defeated the United States, but the United States is not willing to admit it. Donald Trump can't handle it. There's a conflict in the Pentagon. The head of CENTCOM wants to move forward with attacks on Iran, but the chairman of the Joint Chiefs recognizes it's futile and opposes it. Trump may be preparing for another massive attack, which will be catastrophic. He sent 10 more refueling planes to Israel to join 30 others. That's a very inviting target for Iran, which has these cluster munitions. They look very fragile, but all they have to do with these planes is puncture their aluminum skin, and it disables them. I anticipate that's going to happen. He's also directing our carriers to enter Hormuz, which makes them highly vulnerable. So we may see if, in fact, a major attack is launched, American carriers being sunk. And I just remind everyone, the carriers have a complement of 5,000, 3,500 sailors, 1,500 Marines, plus all the aircraft they maintain. They run, 30 billion apiece and all that, with billions more in equipment. And I think we're going to find they go to the bottom of the sea if Trump persists with the war he's already lost.
I'm in agreement with you. The war is lost. We need to pull out. We need to stop defending Israel. Stop pushing this one world government. Israel and the Ukraine. Israel and the Ukraine. And they just met in Washington with Trump and APEC boys. We need to stop it. Stop supporting either country, in my opinion. What's your opinion, Jim?
Well, the war is lost, too. I could not agree more. Colonel McGregor, Scott Ritter, Colonel Wilkerson, Larry Johnson, the best experts, all concur. And the U.S. is going to have to withdraw from the Middle East. John Mearsheimer, a wonderful commentator, says Trump simply has to acknowledge that he lost the war to Iran. And get American troops out of the Middle East. That's the only way this is going to be resolved. And he needs to do it sooner than later. Because the fact that oil, fertilizer, and other essentials are not getting out of the strait. And now, in addition, the other strait has been blocked by the Houthis, upping the ante from 20% less oil to 30% less oil. The world is facing a catastrophe. Even if this ends today, it's going to take a very long time, years to recover from the damage already done, and how that is managed is going to make a great deal of difference to the future of humanity.
I'm in agreement with you. We're at $5 a gallon over in Kansas City. I see $10 a gallon within 2 months. Price of food's going up every place. The cost of everything's going up. All because we're going to have this massive shortage. Plus, we have a fertilizer shortage. And farmers are screaming here in Kansas. I'm here in Kansas City, Overland Park. Farmers in Kansas and Missouri both are screaming that they can't get fertilizer. They can't get fertilizer to grow their crop. We're having an economic meltdown from this, is what we're having. And I feel that the United States of Israel, and the greater Israel, part of the Ukraine and Israel both, have started World War III. It's not going to stop. That's the reason I'm asking everybody. You know who I am, Guardians of American Liberty's goal. 1.4 million man army. Yourself, you're contained, city by city, county by county, state by state. Activate, get your weapons, get your ammo ready, and get prepared to have a war. We will be attacked before this is over with, in my opinion. And when that happens, you better have enough canned goods to survive, food supply, etc., folks. Because the crap is going to hit the fan, and it will do it within a few months. Guarantee you. Joe, are you still there? I think he had to get off because he had lunch. Jim, what's your opinion of a possible attack upon America?
Well, I don't think there's going to be a ground invasion, Sue. I mean, that's where we would differ. I think America is going to be attacked in multiple ways. Whether it be, you know, missile. All you have to do is fire an EMP over the United States, take out the electrical grid, and within months, 70% of the population will have started out. So I think it's going to take a different form.
I think EMP is a very high probability that would be the first strike that they would do against us, either Russia or China, which I believe will happen. And if it does, the cars, the computers stop. Your distributor used to be points in them. Now a little device, electronic. They melt down. Computers melt down. Phones melt down. Internet system melts down with EMP attacks. That means nothing runs. Nobody's communicating with each other. That's what's going to be the... I will agree with you. That's the first, number one, probability that will happen. So
yeah.
What?
Sorry to say, Sue, that's the bottom line here. The Democrats are going to waste the Republicans in the midterm because of the war. I have no doubt about it. And Trump is just very, very naive, and he believes his own propaganda. He's destroying his credibility and that of the United States. Doing this his second term, I never expected it to happen. The consequences are going to be felt for a decade or more. It's going to take a Herculean effort for America to regain any respect in the world community after this.
I'm in agreement with you. What else do you want to add to this? We're into about 20 minutes here, Jim.
I think this is good. I think we hit the highlights, my friend.
I hear you. Give out your website.
JamesHFetzer.org, and I do shows Monday, Wednesday, Friday on Revolution.radio, Studio B, from noon to 2 Eastern, and on RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network, from 3 to 5 Eastern, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Catch him if you can.
Everybody needs to listen to him. Now, you accept donations to him, and so do I, but your site is jamesfetzer.org, correct?
Say that again, Stu.
Your website is jamesfetzer.org.
No, James H. You got to put in the H. That was my earlier, but it was taken in the legal case, so I no longer have it.
Okay.
James H.
JamesHSpetzer.org. Jim, thank you for being on with me. And folks, contribute to him. He needs support and help. He broke Sandy Hook wide open. He's got a book out there. He's never been credited for it.
So if you want to assist in that way, go to givesandgo.com/fundingfetzer. givesandgo.com/fundingfetzer. Thanks, Stu.
Thank you. Jim, thanks for being on. Joe, thank you. I know he had to hit lunch. It was his lunchtime. He got his statement out. Thank you, Jim. You have a good day.
My pleasure.
Thank you.